It's April Fool's Day, and how do you know if somebody's lying to you, trying to trick you? Darren Stanton is the human lie detector, UK's number one body language and behavioral expert. He has a book, too. You can catch it on Amazon called Dark Art Body Language.
I love that, Darren. Mm-hmm. I feel like people lie to us in all walks of life, all over the place. Sometimes these are little tiny lies that really don't have any impact on us whatsoever. And other times, big answers that we need. We want to know. We want to be able to see through that mirror. I feel like I do pretty well judging people. On the other hand, I've been bluffed before.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I started off, I was a cop for 20 years, so obviously a lot of my experience has come from interrogating suspects. Lying is part of who we are. You know, if someone gives you a gift for your birthday or Christmas and you really hate it and you're never going to use it or wear it, you know, you don't want to seem ingracious, so you say, oh, thank you so much, I love it. So we all tend to do those. But the bigger kind of stuff where, you know, if we get caught out, we're going to maybe get arrested or go to jail. These are the things that kind of like prey upon someone's mind. So even innocent people can give off signals sometimes that make them look guilty. We call this detection apprehension. So the closer a person feels to being discovered, that's where we get something called leakage, emotional leakage. And that's where we tend to see changes in the person's kind of body language.
This is the juicy stuff right here, yeah. Anna. Okay. It's like you said you was where and you was out with who and what? Now I'm going to be able to break somebody down.
So, yeah, you use the term emotional leakage, which sounds kind of gross, not going to lie. But how do you tell if somebody's having emotional leakage?
Okay, so generally, if people are not under pressure, under stress, they'll maybe talk at a certain speed, a certain volume. They'll maybe be quite animated with their hands. They'll look at you with eye contact for a certain length of time. If somebody kind of prolongs their eye contact for maybe 10 seconds, they're going to hit you or kiss you. And what I mean by that is that we don't have any problems looking into the eyes of our partner or our kids or our family, but someone that we may be a coworker or someone we don't know that well overcompensates eye contact. It feels weird. If I was lying to you, I couldn't look you in the eye, but they can. And the other main thing is that people's blink rate will go up. They'll kind of blink two or three times more often.
Huh. I like that. If somebody makes eye contact you for more than 10 seconds, they either want to kiss you or hit you. Yeah, I like that.
People will overcompensate. If they give you too much detail, that's my big red flag. And also, there's something called statement analysis. It's to do with the way that we phrase things. So I worked on the Prince Andrew interview as well. And so rather than saying, I did this and I did that, we will use a pronoun change where we say, we went there and we didn't do that. Well, who's the we? I'm talking to you. This is what we call distance in language.
Did you say you worked on the Prince Andrew case?
Yeah, I worked on the Prince Andrew case, yeah.
So, what?
Oh, so I mean, did you know from moment one?
Yeah, did you like look at him and you're like, yeah, no, this dude went to the island.
Well, I'm going to say something. There was 180 red flags in that interview for deception.
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely. So people kind of Google my name and put Prince Andrew, they'll get it on. It's all online. It's a really interesting interview. And I think, you know, he pushed for that, which I don't think he should have done because it obviously blew up in his face.
People think that they can beat you for whatever reason, Darren. It's just, it's inherent in somebody like that.
Someone that's really trained in this stuff, even like the FBI, if you were to ask them and put those techniques on them, you cannot not leak this stuff out. The only people that can kind of beat the system are people that are true psychopaths, personality disorder. These people tend to be very, very good at selling the lies. But majority of us, you know, we can be caught out.
It's fascinating. Thank you so much. If you want to learn more about Darren, you can head to his website, darrenstanton.com. Get all the info on his books and check out his interviews as well.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate that.